Hello.
Hey Troy, this is Nick over at the Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Nico, how you doing?
Good, how are you? I have a couple quick questions for you here. I just need to clear up some stuff on the file before
Sure.
it's some.
Yeah.
Do you have a few minutes?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry about that. I've been running around crazy. I didn't get back. I got your message.
Yeah, not a problem, not a problem. So we had. I just need to know the time in business. How long have you been in business with Massey and Sons? Because there's some a few discrepancies on the application. You said you've been in business for 19 years.
Since 1997,
Since 1997 is when the time Massey and Sons started.
it was incorporated in November 1997. Yeah.
Okay, so on the tax return though, it's showing that the date of incorporation was January 1st of 2011. Is there a reason for that?
No, that I don't know why he put that down. Not at all. It may have been a reinstatement, maybe.
Possible, yeah. Because
Of the
on the,
corporation.
exactly, that's what I was thinking too. Because on the Massachusetts Secretary of
I had
State, you
an
revised.
issue with my ex-wife. Yeah, I went through. I had a, my ex-wife was running my business, and she never filed anything. And
Okay.
so I had to refile everything to get everything back up and running. And I think that's when about the time that it occurred, maybe. That's what I'm trying to.
So the revival would have probably been in 2011, is what you're saying?
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Okay, because I'm just trying to get
But it
some
was, but I've
clarification.
been, I mean, we've been in business. I mean, I've been working since 1997, you know, I mean, every year. And the
Right,
business has
so
never shut down or anything.
Okay. So Massey and Sons was started in 1997. You guys,
Yeah,
because
right.
I mean, I'm only looking at like pieces of paper here, so I just wanted to get clarification, because
Yeah, no, I understand.
it
I
really helps
understand
with
totally.
the equipment financing program that we have. The time of business plays a huge factor, so that really
Right.
kind of helps the file itself, and I just needed to kind of get some
Right.
notes here and figure that out. So the date of incorporation was based on the tax return was based off of what? Because your CPA had revived it around that time. Is that what you're saying?
The CPA just he just reinstated the corporation.
Reinstated. Okay,
The
so CPA.
business has been going all along. He had found out that the corporation had been dissolved, and we didn't know it.
Okay. When
Until
did when did that happen? Because
that
there
was
was a involuntary dissolution by court order back in 2012. Does that sound familiar? Is that when it was?
that may have been around that time. Yeah, it was right
Okay.
around. I just started going through my divorce in 2013, so.
Okay.
It was right around that time.
Okay, and just a few more questions. So the priority right
No,
now
that's fine.
with the trucks. So you had mentioned you already bought the tank, like the septic tank itself, correct?
Yeah, so the tank itself is paid for, and that was 42,000,
Okay.
roughly 43,000. So what's owed is for the truck, which was the invoice I had sent you, was 82,000
Yes. So
and change.
the septic tank
Yeah.
truck costs the 83,000. Do you have a priority right
Yeah.
now which truck you would like to get first? Because we have the quote for the septic truck. We can get that submitted
Okay.
and get you an answer by Monday and kind of like separate out
Yeah,
the two pieces itself,
that's
because
fine.
one that helps a lot. And I want to get clarification with you here. When you had mentioned that you wanted to put money down, how much money do you want to put down on the septic truck?
I paid for the tank itself, so I was hoping not to put any down, but if I
Oh,
have
got
to,
it,
I can
got it,
put
got
a
it.
10
Okay.
grand down.
Okay, so there's a
Yeah.
possibility of 10 grand there. Okay, that's what you meant by that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I paid for the tank, which was like I said, the 43,000, so I think that may help
Okay.
because the whole it's all one unit.
Right. Okay, so that makes sense now. That's why it costs 80. All right, I was just trying to
So
get some of that.
the truck combined itself is going to be worth, you know, a
Hundred
hundred
and
thirty
hundred.
thousand dollar truck.
Yeah. Okay, now that makes sense. And
Right.
then the dump truck
So
itself, did you still have the option to put money down for that?
yeah, I'd probably put 10 grand down on that also.
Okay.
I haven't put anything down on it yet, but
Right. I'm just trying to figure out the specifics for dump truck. Okay.
sure.
Okay. And then let me see if there's anything else that I have to ask you so I can get back to my underwriting. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do on my end here. I'm going to update everything on the file. I'm going to go back to my underwriting, let them know the situation. And we're going to put a first priority on the septic truck itself. And we're going to submit that, get hopefully an approval by Monday because it's a little, it's getting a little early, a little, I guess, later on in the day today. But we should have an answer on that for Monday. And then when I'm going to need the quote for the dump truck when you get that, or the invoice at least. I know you said you were working on that. If you get that to me, then I can submit it.
I think he did send it to me. I'll see if I can forward it to you. I think he
Perfect.
I'll try to forward it to you.
Okay, perfect. That's all I'm going to need. And then we can. So what our plan over here is right now is to really just separate the two pieces itself because it gives a higher chance of getting you approved rather than submitting it as a whole package. So let us figure it out. We'll do the financing part on our end here.
No, I appreciate anything you can do for me. I appreciate it. I've been barraged by a couple other companies, and they're just, the people are just not very business savvy to talk to.
They're trying to jam the
financing down my throat pretty much, and I'm just like, you know, we'll give you $150,000 today, and
Troy, you'll have to understand on our part too. Because we're a relationship based bank, we want to be able to build this relationship up with you here. And we like doing it the right way. We're not going to be those types of guys that you constantly are barraged with. And hence why, and plus those guys, they're not even offering you the equipment financing package. They're offering you a working capital package. That's going to,
they're not, work. it's just the working capital.
And that's going to run money off of that. Oh my God, dude, that's going to run you up the ass too, for the cost of that. It's going to cost you so much more if you would have ever, like, just, if I hadn't gotten in contact with you, that would have been, or if you hadn't gotten in contact with me, it would have been just, a really big fiasco, and it would cost you a hell of a lot more than what we're doing here for you now, because the program itself is going to spread you out so much better, and it's going to work amazing. So, I'm good at what I do. I'm the finance guy, and you're the business owner. You know what you're good at. I know what I'm good at, and the both of us working together is eventually going to create some good business.
Exactly. No, I appreciate it, Nico.
Okay. Of course, Troy. I'm going to go to my underwriting department right now, get everything updated. And is this a good number to call you on, like if I need to reach you immediately rather than the office number? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll probably be calling you on this number more often than rather than the office number. But that's what I got for you here.
My voicemail's full most of the time. I apologize, but I'll see you now. I'll call you right back.
Okay. All right, Troy. I'm gonna go do that right now, and I'll probably most likely be back in contact with you probably on Monday. And if I needed anything else from you today, I'll probably just give you another ring. But
or
most likely Monday.
Or so just call me. I'm working all the time anyway. So.
Okay. That sounds good, man. You have a good weekend then. Okay.
Thanks, Nico. You too.
Of course, Troy. Take care, man.
Bye.
Bye.
Take care.